Big weekend coming up to Denver at the Pepsi Center. Love the Monster Jam, the Triple Threat Series. Those premier monster trucks will be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then there's pit parties on Saturday, and there's a pit party on Sunday where you can actually, and my grandsons love this, they get down right into the pits, they meet the drivers, they see these massive monster trucks, and all the big names are going to be here. The Great Clips Mohawk Warrior, the Gravedigger, Max D, the Zombie, and of course, El Toro Loco, driven by Mark List, who joins us now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Very good. How are you guys? I mean, I'm super happy to be coming here to Denver. I've been going to this to the Pepsi Center for quite a few years to actually build the track, and this year I actually get the opportunity to come and play on this awesome track that we're going to have this year. And well, this show is going to be like no other. We're starting the second half of our season. So now the competition is being a lot more intense. We're all fighting for those points to make it to the Monster and World Finals in Vegas. So honestly, I mean, nobody can miss this show because it's going to be like no other show before there.
Oh, it is so much fun. And the Pepsi Center just loads in. And I'm taking my son-in-laws and my grandsons. It's the best time ever. But, Mark, I know you kind of, as you just mentioned, you've worked with the Monster Truck Jam before. But this is your first year as a driver. Am I right about that?
Well, this is my second year. Last year, that's when I started my first season as a Monster Jam truck driver. This is a dream that came true for me because every time when I used to work for Monster Jam as a track constructor building the tracks, every time I was building a track, I always dreamed with being behind the wheel of a Monster Jam truck. And during the show, I always dreamed that I was pushing imaginary throttle, thinking that I was the one behind the wheel of all those monster trucks when they were approaching all the ramps. So, well, this dream has come true, and this is my second year, and honestly, this season is going pretty good. We have a rough start because I lost an engine. Missed out a couple shows, but, well, we're finally catching up on those points. We're starting to move back again in those positions.
Well, I've been to several of these jams, and you guys, you got to be a little crazy to do what you do, Mark. Am I right about that?
You got to have a lot of confidence and be fearless, that's for sure, because, I mean, we're pushing these big Monster Jam trucks with 1,500 horsepower in these little arenas, and to be able to do what we do without doing any damage and doing it in a safe way, you know, it's very important to kind of know what you're doing and be fearless in order to keep it under control.
Well, I've seen guys roll these things over, and it's a little scary.
Well, it is. I mean, you can get a couple bruises here and there, but honestly, with the safety equipment that we have in these Monster Jam trucks, is number one. We have many years of research, so we have a custom built seat. We have a 5-point seat belt with a Hans device that keeps our neck in one place when we're jumping. So, and we have a full fireproof suit. So we are trying to take all the precautions that we can take in order to be able to do this the safest way as possible. And that's what's allowing us to push these limits, rolling these Monster Jam trucks and do these awesome saves that we're being able to pull, rolling back over into their tires, you know, whilst you're running.
Oh, it's crazy. It is.
Honestly, I mean, I still dream every single night about every show that I do. It's just, like I told you, it's a dream that has come true for me. And honestly, I cannot wait to get there to Denver and show what I'm capable of doing this truck because I've got quite a few new moves that I've been working on this season, and they're finally starting to come together, so I can't wait to try them this week.
Well, there's like, what, 7 different kinds of competitions you guys compete in?
We do 7 different types of competitions with 3 different vehicles. We're all racing all 3 vehicles throughout the night. We start with the Monster Jam truck racing. Then we go into a speedster racing. Then after speedster racing, we go into Monster Jam wheelie competition. Then from wheelie competition, we go on to ATV racing. That's where we do just regular races with
right.
ATV. Then we come back into donut competition on the Monster Jam trucks. Then we do the Monster Jam speedster competition with the speedsters. It's a speed and skill. It's an obstacle course. And then we do the coolest part of all, which is freestyle. It's when we get 75 seconds to put all of our skills and show up what we can do and impress the fans because all the fans are the judges in our show.
It's the best. The freestyle has got to be my favorite because you guys are very creative with these monster trucks. But yet you do some things, it's a little on the edge, isn't it?
Totally. I mean, I've been pushing the limit now. I'm trying these moonwalks and stoppies, which consist in pressing the brake and put it on the front tires. And if you time it correctly, you can shift into reverse and make it walk in reverse in the front tires. So, I mean, these are some of the things that I've been trying all these seasons. They're finally starting to come over together. So, it's exciting, honestly, thinking about the how close you're pushing the limit to roll over but keep it under control in order to do these impressive moves.
I know, it is. And you know what I'm impressed with? Because, as I said, the Pepsi Center, which holds like 15,000 people, will be jammed on the weekend. But a lot of women are into what you guys do.
Totally. Actually, we have two girls that they're drivers in our tour. There's more than eight females that they are competing on the Monster Jam series. But in this show here in Denver, we're going to have Scooby-Doo, Miranda Cozat, and we're going to have the Monster Mod Dalmatian with Cynthia Gauthier. Both of them, they're going to be competing, and they're actually doing a very hard work for us in order to be able to win, because they're winning a lot of their competitions as well.
That's really great.
So, I'm very proud of these girls. They're coming a long way. It's an industry where males are definitely dominant on this industry. And these girls are fighting with that, and they're coming over, and they're showing us that they're more than capable to do the same things that we do. So I'm very proud for them to fight about this. And I honestly asked all the girls to come over and support them, because they're doing a heck of a job.
Well, Mark, you've really said nice things about the girls, and you're doing a great job. Again, it's Mark List, who drives El Toro Loco. You'll see him this weekend at the Pepsi Center, Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. It's Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 1 and 7. The pit party's at 10:30 on Saturday. Sunday, it's 1 o'clock show, pit party at 10:30, where you can meet the drivers. Mark will talk with you, take pictures. It's a great adventure. If you've never taking your family, right, Mark? You got to go to a Monster Jam.
That's correct. This is a show that's 100% for all the family, for the most little kids to the older people, to invite everybody to come and have a good time here in the pit party and share all your comments and what you want to see and come meet us, because we really like to meet every single people that come over and support us week after week. So I really look forward for these pit parties to invite everybody to come over. It's going to be a great weekend. Everybody's going to leave with a big smile and good memories from the Pepsi Center.
I like that. We always do. I'll get my grandsons down to meet you. They're going to be excited about that.
Awesome. Bring them over. Let's talk. When you get there, come over and find me, and we'll talk for sure.
Sounds good, Mark. Hey, thanks for calling. I know you're still in Florida, so have a safe trip up here to Denver, and we'll see you over the weekend.
Thank you very much. You have a great weekend. I'll see you in the weekend as well.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.